Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Yes, that's a fact, especially today. We're even better than that WKRP turkey drop episode.
No, nothing's better than
that. No, we're better than that today. We're better than that today. Today we are.
Dude, look.
Herb Tarlick in that lime green leisure suit. Lonnie Anderson in her prime.
Lonnie Anderson. Yeah, there you go.
But much like Gilligan's Island, the underrated one, Jan Smithers.
Yeah, no. Why do you have to choose? Just have them both. Have them both. Marianne and Ginger. Come on.
Well, Ginger was kind of bitchy. I mean, I'm just saying.
We're a better fall episode today, that's for sure.
Well... I think we might actually be better. So this is our second fall release episode. So this is the ones we look forward to all year. So our sip sec episodes are all about wine, distilled spirits, coffee, tea, and anything else you can sip. And today for the fall release episode, here are the whiskeys we're going to discuss. We have the Yellowstone 2024 limited edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. We have the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2024. We have the 2024 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye from the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection. Also from the collection, we have the 2024 Sazerac 18-Year-Old Kentucky Straight Rye. The 2024 Eagle Rare 17-Year-Old Kentucky Straight Bourbon. The 2024 William LaRue Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon. The 2024 George T. Stagg Kentucky Straight Bourbon. And last but not least, because it's such a weak lineup, we threw in the 2024 release of King of Kentucky. Woo!
I am very aroused.
If you don't like this show, you just don't like whiskey.
You're just jealous now.
Yeah, don't be bitter. Don't be bitter.
Yeah.
Trust me, if it wasn't for the show, none of us would get any of this. This is our one shot. Live vicariously through us, guys. So, God, I love this job. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sip ratings.
Do we have to have him tell all the sip ratings?
I don't know. I could cut him off at any point.
That's true. We could start at the other end.
I have this little slider here on the mixer board, and I can make him go away just with the flick of a finger.
How about we each do one and then have Justin do the fifth one?
Okay.
Works for me.
Fine. I'll start.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to get this out of my mouth.
Isn't it funny he wanted to do the one sip with you?
Yes. Oh, it is.
Because Ganga Din, you know, you have to have him there.
Two sips. Nice. What else you got?
Well, isn't that nice?
I'm not making up a stupid voice. Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips.
Ooh, yeah! Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That is Justin doing the Kool-Aid man.
And that's the reason why we're only having him do two.
All right, who's doing five?
Go ahead, Justin.
Five sips. I was unaware anything
could be this good.
It sounds like Robin the Leach after a stroke.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, in spite of that, we're still going to have a good time. So so let's start out with our first. God, what a great lineup. We're going to start out with our first whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. And I mean it this time. Thank you, Bob. Yellowstone 2024 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is 101 proof, 50.5% ABV. No age statement. The Limestone Branch Distillery was founded in 2011 by brothers Steve and Paul Beam. With a long history of distilling on both sides of their family, Beam and Dant, the brothers are seventh generation distillers. The 2024 release of Yellowstone Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is a blend of a 7-year-old and a 17-year-old aged bourbons. Their first double finish in French brandy and cognac cask. And finishing is finishing the blended bourbon in brandy and cognac cask from France introduces nuances from different spectrums of distilled grapes with a style of spirit. The result is a soft and approachable bourbon, perfect for the Yellowstone bourbon loyalists. The color is a beautiful beaten copper, and the nose, it's all palm fruits. On the first pour, I really didn't actually like the nose. It needed about 10 minutes to breathe. And then I blew some off, and then it became a fruit bomb. So it was a bit sharp at first. Let's see what's going on now. So, again, it's still palm fruit. You got the pear. You got the apples. There's a little bit of leather. It's still a little sharp on the nose to me, even though it's only 101 proof. The palate. Ripe fruit, honey, a little bit of vanilla. Not quite sure what that citrus note is, but there's something there. It's got a super long finish. It's hard for us to do these shows sometimes because you can't go on to the next whiskey till the first one finishes, but you just rinse your mouth out with water and go on because these things take forever. I mean, I'm still tasting it. It's going to go on and on. And when I first tried it, the finish was infinite. And I'm going to try a little bit of cold water. But before that, Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, you nailed it on the notes. And the one thing with this is that, you know, they had brandy and cognac casks. And I don't really get a whole lot of influence from that. But it's just so light of an influence that it really kind of enhances it.
Yeah, you can overdo it with cognac, but because, you know, sometimes it'll overdo the apricot. It'll overdo the spices. But
right. And you don't even pick up the apricot in here at all. Yeah. You know, it's... But, yeah, like you said, the finish on this one, this is probably, I think, their best fall release that they've had. I don't know that they've had one better. Bob?
I don't remember one that was particularly better, but I think Steve has been doing a lot of different cast finishes for this release for a lot of years. So, you know, you get better at it and better at it the more that you do, and I think he's keeping an eye on it. He's making sure it's not going too far, and that's the problem. A lot of folks will just throw something in a cask and then walk away, you know, and not go back and check it. And by the time they check it, it's gone too far. You know, you've got to stay on top of it. And you know, anybody who knows Steve, great guy, really, really loves what he's doing, and he's doing a great job with it. I think every year this release gets better and better and better. Every year all of their whiskey gets better and better and better, and that's not saying the first release wasn't good. It's just they're really hitting their stride. This thing on my nose, it's dried fruit leather, a little bit of sugar, kind of a almost like a little bit of like a date nose there. And then on the palate, I think the citrus you're getting, I'm getting like lime. Like,
is it?
Just that sharpness of the lime. Not so much.
Because I think maybe that's what that sharp note hitting in my nose was. And yeah. I added water to it. The lime went away, and it brought out cinnamon and clove. I think that's coming from the French cognac barrels.
Yeah, it's not so much the lime flavor, but that sharpness you get from lime. Yeah. Like, if you just grab some lime leaves and rub your fingers on them, you get that same... That's what I'm getting. The honey, the spice. Let me try a little water.
I got like Wrigley's spearmint gum on the nose after it aired out for a while, and some lemon. In the beginning, I got like darker notes, like leather and darker fruits. But it changed.
I mean, I'm not going to laugh at him for the spearmint note because that could be that sharp herbal thing I got earlier. You know, I was going lime peel. He's going spearmint. I think it's more citrus than done now.
Yeah, that lime note did die off with a little bit of water. But I was kind of digging it, so yeah.
The palate was generally sweet, and the finish is where I could taste the finishes, like the cognac and the
brandy. You could taste the cognac on the finish?
Only on the finish. But it's fine. It probably enhanced what was in there, but subtly, not overtly.
Yeah, I get the cognac, like, bottom, yeah, under the tongue, around the palate, in the finish. Really, I don't get it up front. I get that,
You really get it back after dropping that couple drops of water in there. Really,
oh, that really opened it up.
That opened it up like that really, for sure.
But, yes. I mean, this is a great one. I mean, Steve's killing it. And the boys over there are really doing a good job. And every year I look forward to this one. And every year they're kind enough to send us a sample. So
thank you, guys.
Yahoo. So we're going to give the Yellowstone 2024 Limited Edition Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next one. We're going to have Justin tell us about that.
So now we get to talk about Four Roses 2024 Limited Edition Small Batch. It's 54.1% alcohol by volume, or 108.2 proof. It's non-chill filtered, as the universe intended. And the nose...
Chill filtering is the devil.
It is. The nose, it's like complex. It's like creamy. Lots of beautiful sweet notes to it. Like kind of like a gingerbread cookie. If you took the gingerbread out on the palate.
What?
So all the notes around gingerbread cookie, except for the ginger.
The gingerbread out, wouldn't you just have nothing?
You would have icing.
No, you'd have a kind of icing. A sugar cookie with a hole. But really good.
You'd have a bread cookie.
Bread cookie. Yeah.
But if you took the ginger out, would it then have a soul again?
I'll leave that one for the ages.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, if you remove ginger, you still got Marianne.
That's true.
Right.
She was the nicer one, really.
The palate was like fruity.
You still don't have a shot, Bob.
And it was tangy. The finish was like long and delicious and hit my mid palate beautifully. What did you think, Harmeet?
I thought it was a gentle nose, but intense. This is a dichotomy that's hard to resolve in my head. It's just creamy, but it's so intense. It's just amazing. And we've got a commercial coming up, so I got to stop here. We'll come back.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing the Four Roses 2024 Limited Edition Small Batch. Harm was giving us his copious thoughts.
Are they copious?
Don't know. Whatever. Don't really know what it means.
I was trying to be profound, but they're not profound either.
No, you're definitely not profound.
No, anyway. So I didn't have any... every whiskey we've tasted today, I've done neat. I haven't tasted, put any water in them. I'm doing that now just to see how it goes. This one didn't need water at all. Again, gentle on the nose, but still so intense. There's a lot of fruit, and this got a great Kentucky hug. Mm. I just put water in it. It didn't need it, but I taste more on the finish. It's infinity. This is just, it's cherry and raspberry jam on the finish with leather, and a lot of brown sugar up front. I'd never disliked this expression, and oh my God, this is so good. Brent, just tell me what I'm tasting.
Yeah, first off, the nose is... You don't even want to leave the nose because of the creaminess. When you said
yeah,
the creamy...
Yeah, it's so creamy.
It's just... You know, you don't think you can smell creamy, but this really comes through. It's got... It's just vanilla, honey. It doesn't stop. I mean...
It smells like cream feels.
Yes. Yes. And, I mean, I guess if you're... You know, you pour a thing of cream, I guess you get that... You get that smell in the nose of the cream, but... This is just so elegant, beautiful. Then on the palate, berries, cinnamon, a little, just a touch of cinnamon, touch of cinnamon, and get vanilla, get the caramel. Yeah, when you say the berry,
it's a velvet hammer.
Yeah.
I'm getting punched in the mouth with something good.
And the creaminess covers the entire mouth. It's hard to imagine a better one right now of this. It's really good. I know they've made a lot of them over the years, and Bob will get into the mash bill here after this, but it's man, hard to beat, Bob.
Well, the lovely thing about it is every year they're different.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I enjoy that. And we've done some, we did one on the last fall release show where every year it's different. And I enjoy that, you know. I mean, if they're doing a different blend, if they're going a completely different direction with that expression every year, it's kind of a surprise. You know, when it's the same thing every year, I'm not saying it's not great, but, you know, then you start comparing, well, this year versus last year versus the year 3 years ago. You know, when they're completely different, you can't compare them. Four Roses has never had a limited small batch that I didn't like. This one is fantastic. It's creamy and luscious and mouth-coating. With a little bit of water I added, I got a little bit more of the barrel char that came out on my palate. But this is a fantastic whiskey. This is a blend. It's 31% OBSV 12-year, 23% OESK 15, 39% OESF 16-year, and 7% OBSV 20-year. So...
You know what people are going to be chasing after, you know, in a few years, they're going to be like, okay, now what warehouse are all those from?
Yeah.
And they're going to be chasing after.
Well, everybody's looking for the minutia, you know. Honestly, I don't give a damn what warehouse it came out of. You give me a bottle of that 20-year-old BSV, I'm going to be a happy man. I don't care what Rick, I don't care what Rick House, I don't care what day.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of the OESK from the ME warehouse, and it's just, I mean, I know there's other ones that I really like, but...
Oh, from the one Rick over in the corner next to Squirrel Nest?
Yeah, that's the best one of all. Yeah, it's, whatever. I mean,
that's like my little, like, glitch bottle. If I see one of those, you know, it's like, oh, I have to have that.
Express your autism.
Yeah.
Be proud.
Yeah, he's Rain Man. Yeah. Dad lets me drive slow in the driveway.
Yeah, it's been several minutes since I had this in my mouth, and it's still there. It still
doesn't go away.
It just doesn't go away. It stays with you. It's magnificent. So we're going to... We're giving the Four Roses 2024 limited edition.
Yeah, go ahead.
He started it.
He started
it. Yeah.
I've lost track already. This is too good.
We're going to give the 2024 small batch limited edition Four Roses a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah.
And when it brings us to Brent and our next whiskey on this litany of dogs we're forced to drink today.
Yes, thank you, Bob, for suffering me. This is the 2024 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye. It's 63.6% ABV or 127.2 proof. The 2024 Thomas H. Handy expression is comprised of barrels aged for 6 years and 3 months. It's distilled in the spring of 2018. It's aged in new white oak number 4 char barrels from Cumberland Cooperage and comes from the middle to the top floors of the rickhouse with an evaporation loss of 28% of the original whiskey. So not a huge evaporation loss, but
significant enough. Yeah,
significant enough. On the nose, I get a little bit of pepper, I get a little bit of cinnamon, and just a little bit of that char, that wood, that you know, that oak char, oak wood on there, you know. On the palate, I get these very, very light cherry notes, and then the rest is all just this warming spice just covering your palate. It goes, it just,
they just, all these spices just interlay with themselves. It's, I mean, I get pepper, I get clove, allspice. It's just, they intertwine, they just, and they're, and a little bit of, it's a little bit of creaminess to it. It covers your palate, nice finish, just goes on and on, doesn't stop.
How do they make a whiskey this good in 6 years?
This is 6 years.
How do they make a whiskey this big in 6 years?
Rye.
You know, I mean, we've had ryes that are, you know, that are older than this that don't have this impact. We've had lots of, you know, smaller producers that are at, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 or even as high as 6. And we go, man, this thing still needs a couple of years. This is 6 years old and it knocks your teeth down your throat.
Power and potential of rye. Fully realized.
You just got to be in the right spot. You got to have the right brick house. You got to put the right distillate in it.
This leads you to believe. I mean, this is why the main distilleries that are out there have been doing it for a long time, and their product is good. It's excellent.
There's a reason they've been around 100, 150 years.
There's a reason that people are, all these craft distilleries are off searching to buy their product, you know, for themselves. To get something similar to this.
This thing is just...
Get lucky. Hit the
nose is blown down a little bit for me from when we first got to it. Just a little. But it's still... It's
been over an hour.
It's a hammer straight between the eyes. This is... Oh, my gosh. Mm. Just spicy and warm. And there's just that nice, fresh, clean oak underneath. And on the palate... Cloves and allspice, just huge baking spice. It's got a little bit of a dryness on the palate.
You get a little hit of red pepper, too? Just a little hit of red pepper?
Oh, yeah. Cayenne.
Cayenne.
Yeah, definitely cayenne.
Yeah.
And it just circles your mouth like an airplane going around the airport. It just does not want to leave. And again, it's long. There's a lot of layers to this. This is one you could drink for a while and probably still be picking stuff out of it an hour later. It's 6 years old. It's 6 years old. My God.
She's precocious.
Yeah. What did you think, Justin?
So for me, the nose was much more approachable than most expressions of Handy. Like a lot of times I'll nose a Handy and it'll just burn my nose. And then I'll have to like get used to it and nose around it. This one, I got like some saltiness to it. I got like subtle notes of orange liqueur. The palate was big and bold, as you'd expect from Handy. It was amazing. It reminded me of like going to eat amazing Texas barbecue and then smoking a clove cigarette, you know, in the bath at the end of the night when I'm done. It was just different flavors, different scents, all married together so well. It's not a mystery why Buffalo Trace is so sought after. And this expression, even more so. Brent, what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought a lot about it.
Did anybody talk about it?
Yeah.
Bob, what'd you think?
We're all losing track. So it's my turn, Justin.
Blame the liquor.
Justin doesn't even know where he is.
Blame the liquor.
All right. And I could not get any fruit out of this whiskey. This is the worst Handy they've ever had. It's still one of the best whiskeys you'll ever taste.
That light cherry, though, on the palate, it's like a light cherry on there. You know
what? He said orange, and when I put the water in this, I'm getting the orange. It's orange peel. So put some more water. And I'm not being a contrarian. It's still great. It's one of the best whiskeys I've ever had, but it's not my favorite Handy. This is the last year's was.
We all know what your favorite Handy is, sir, and you're not getting it here.
I walked right into that. But last year's Handy was so much better for me.
I knew personally. Jack Kennedy, sir, and you are no Jack Kennedy.
I hope you all in the audience are shedding tears for our first world problems.
Yeah. Exactly.
The GoFundMe will be posted later.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but the water did bring out that orange peel, and I see where you're saying some cherry, but to me, this is all about spice, and that's why I thought it was a little bit unbalanced. That's why I did not enjoy this as much as last year's, which was huge on the fruit.
Yeah,
as well.
But there was a ton of different spices on there too. Yeah. You know, so I mean, that's why I say they all intertwine with each other.
They play well together, but it was hard for me to get the fruit out. So that was the only. That's my only criticism of this whiskey. That's it.
I'm going to criticize this whiskey because I don't have enough fruit.
Yeah. Well, in spite of that, we're going to be giving the 2024 Thomas H. Handy Kentucky Straight Rye a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
All right, so that takes us to our next whiskey, which is the 2024 Sazerac 18-year-old Kentucky Straight Rye. So this collection of rye whiskey barrels was filled in March 2005 and March 2006. The barrels were new white oak, number 4 char from Cumberland Cooperage, aged 18 years, 5 months on the lower floors of the rickhouse, with, get this, 72% lost to evaporation. That's some heavy concentration. So
that was because I was sitting on top of the barrel sniffing hard for years.
You were riding the barrels like the guy in Dr. Strangelove riding the bomb.
Yeah. Right.
Slim Pickens. Oh, it's got a magnificent color to
it. What a great stage name for a fat guy.
Yeah.
Slim Pickens.
Oh, on the nose. Oh, it's just so beautiful. There's butterscotch and leather and oak and stewed dark red fruit.
Plums.
Oh.
Oh my God.
The nose is just so nuanced. This is like the Burgundy. This is just layer after layer after layer. This is one of those whiskeys where you just want to smell it
all night long.
Just sit there with it in a glass and just smell it. But it's also about the taste. So let's have a sip.
Yeah, I'm going to taste it while you're smelling it.
And again, on the palate, does not disappoint. Again, very subtle, very layered, very nuanced. Smoke, barrel char, dark cherries, dark stewed fruit, a little bit of licorice. Sort of a little bit of a dusty barn on the back of the palate. The finish just goes on and on and on and on. A little bit of tobacco barn. Just, oh, lovely, lovely whiskey. What do you guys think?
Yeah, you know, when you say tobacco barn, I mean, this is like when you go, you know, when they're hanging tobacco leaves.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it. You know, if you've ever been to one and you've walked by it and you get that... That's what you get on this palate. You get that nose that you get from that walking by there on the palate that converts to this. But yeah, with the cherries.
Do you get that nicotine high? Do you get that nicotine high?
You're walking in and that dusty floor, that curing tobacco smell, the old wood. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, a little bit of licorice on there. Yeah, it's hard to touch. It's like a red licorice to me that I get on it. But yeah, I gets that, you know, I had that plum on the nose. I also got the plum on the palate. Man, all around, it's hard to beat these kind of drink, this antique collection, because it's an antique. This is what they're talking about.
Well, Handy's 6 years old. That's hardly antique. This is 18.
This is the
antique.
Right.
They call it antique collection, whatever.
This is
so good though.
It is, right?
Oh my God. I cannot get over the nose.
Right.
This is so amazing. The leather, the plum, that earthiness, there's a hint of dill, there's a hint of herb. There's so much on this thing.
Yeah, it's just so rich. Slightest little bit of dill.
And adding water just brought out more of that plum and a little more cherry coming out.
Mm. When Ricardo Montalban described the fine Corinthian leather, this is the smell that I imagined. I hadn't even had whiskey when I heard that commercial, but this is it.
Oh my God, this is one of the best 18-year-old sazes I've ever had. This is up there. This is way better than last year's, right?
I believe so.
If you're drinking this, you won't even need plastic surgery because you won't care.
This will take the wrinkles out of your face and give you a smile with no smile lines. You will be young. You will be youthful, and you won't be able to find this bottle anywhere. Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Right. You can live forever if you can find it, but you won't be able to.
Justin, you got anything else to say, or are we just giving this a rating?
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. That's what it is.
The finish is so good. Just
perfect.
The fruit keeps echoing. It's not just the leather and the spice. The fruit keeps echoing back.
It's subtle. It won't kick your butt, but it will make you